We saw in the Gemara that Reuven shemochar soda leShimon beAchrayes. The zok for all of the mitzvah. Reuven soda leShimon beAchrayes. Shimon did not pay him, and he made the money to be a chayiv. The meis Reuven. So now Be'ezem Shimon owes money to the Yesaini. Also Baal Choyt Be'ruven V'Torev Re'mishimon, he came to collect the karka. Also Shimon V'Paisi V'Zuzah, so it's Ke'ilu, it's collected already. So now Be'ezem, the Bnei Reuven Chayv Achrayes for the son of Shimon. So Shimon is asking for his Achrayes, and the Yesaini say, listen, we don't have a word to pay it. And not only that, you owe us money, and the zok from the milveh. Now them zok the gemara dinu the osuf ne Reuven v'amoni leShimon. Anon metalte lin shova gavur gavoch umetalte de yasme lebaal choyim lemishtavde. Meli, you didn't have a right to pay the money off for the choy, and now you cannot hold on the choy for the money that you deserve to get. But meli, you have to pay us, and we don't have to pay you. This is Be'etzem, the source of the Shmaiser of the Gemara. So we're holding in Tesis, Mamas and Tesis. Upaise Bezuzet, Revusa Nokat, Afalpi, Shenosan Moes, Lomotzi Lemeimar, Hamoes, Shenishayavti Leavichem Nosati Le. The Gemara says, what happened? Reuven died, and Baal Choyv de Reuven came to collect the Sodef from Shimon. The Shimon paise bezuze. Shimon did not want the karka to be collected, so he's paise bezuze. So he says, why the story needs that was a paise bezuze? Why the story needs that was a paise bezuze? Without the paise bezuze, why we need a story if paise bezuze? Revusa noka, aval bishenosan moes, lemotzi lemeimar moes, shenishayavti leavichem nosati lo. What Tesis means, why it says paise bezuze, is a revusa. Is a revusa. The reason it says paise bezuze is a revusa. And not what? What Tesis wanted? That we will not write the paise bezuze, and what we would write? Not paise bezuze, so what we would write? What happened? What if our paise bezuze? What we would write? What? So, you could have said, and it's not MS, that maybe it takes me to say, why is this paise bezuze and not paise with something else? If that would be the pshat, so I could hear. Why paise bezuze? Because you could say, I gave the money that I owe your father, I gave him instead. Louis Tzuyel Emoshal, he gave him a couch that he can't say is the money that I owed your father. Because to the father, he has to give dafka money. When a person sells something, the man mekach his cash. So if he would give cash, he could have said, this is what his time is. Instead of paying you the money, I paid him, and we don't listen to him, like Rashi says. Rashi says, V'nosan lo'im be'oisum ha'mo'es. He kilo tried to pay off. We tell him it doesn't work. Metalte yasme, that money was not meshuba to that person. You can't say you paid off the choy with that money. So it could be this what Tesis means. No. But more mistaba what Tesis means to say is, upaisi bezuzei, why we need the paisi bezuzei? And to say that this is also called the achrayes. Lo, we'll speak out, much better, we'll speak out, not paise bezuze, no, that ose baal choyv de Reuven, v'toraf lo mi Shimon. That the baal choyv of Reuven really collected from Shimon. Now Shimon says, I deserve my achrayes. And he comes to the Yisrael, and they say, we're sorry, we don't have a karka to pay you. And they say, chutz on that, you owe us money, so please pay the money. Taisus is speaking, why the Gemara says the paisei bezuzah? Why does speak out the paisei bezuzah? Speak out much better from that. Not the paisei bezuzah. Speak out that he went and he collected the karka. Rivusanoka. Abad bishanosan moes limotzi lemeimar amoes nischayavti leavichem nosati. So this is the pashas. Taisus is coming to speak. Why the Gemara has to have this modern case that he came to collect, and the other guy was paisi bezuse. He collect the karka, be much more chazak. He collect the karka, he owes money now, it's a shibu. So b'meile, they really owe him money, because the karka, like this, we have to say a chiddush, that even that he paid, it's not called perei achoyvish chaveiro, we spoke it out, it's considered kilu he had a chayis, b'meile he lost money, or madgish in the last 2 days. Why we need that? Lo mered and chazak, that be'etzim he collect the karka. When of them end for Tesfes, no. If he collected the karka, then he can't say that I paid the choyv of the father. Then the only thing is that he wants the money for what he deserves to get. And they tell him, sorry, we don't have to pay you. And by the way, you owe us money. Now that he paid cash, he has a new taina. I paid the choyv of the father. He's coming with a new taina that I pay the chayv of the father. Right? These are the words of Taisus. And we tell him that's a goal, it's shtriot, that the father doesn't owe him. Like this Rashi says in the first couple of words, Dinehu ve'avagav ve'avim kibbele v'achayis, ch'nunu le'u al-shimu le'mal. Anon etati, ve'lo'yo yam l'cho. Lo'y iso chayv alo ve'lo mo'es, ve'lo'yo l'cho lidna le'bal choyv. The money that you owe, don't give someone else. So this is the chidush, and chutz on that, you don't deserve because we don't have where to pay you. These are the words of Taisus, right? I'm asking you a shayla. Maybe it's about a batish shayla. But it's a shayla. Why, if he gives cash, he comes, the Baisai, I pay the choyv. I told him, you didn't have to. Why, when he gave the karka, he can't say, I gave the karka for paying the choyv? Why only when he gives cash, he could tell them these words? I gave cash. You know why I gave the cash? I wanted to pay out the choyv. I wanted to pay out the choyv. So I paid cash because I wanted to pay out the choyv. They tell him, no one asked you to pay. You only chayev money. Chaval, you paid. By the way, now you're right. You have a chayes. We don't have a word to pay you. And by the way, you owe us money. Please pay. So they says, if he would pay si bezuze, he has a tzad to say such a tiny, you know what? I was really planning to pay you. I paid him instead of you. They tell him, no, shtriya. Why when he gave the karka, he can't come with that tiny? You know why I gave the karka? I tried to pay off the choyv. I'm just asking. Shut up before I'm starting. Taisus says, why it says paisei bezuzah and there's a chiddush that this is called achayis and he's asking for his damage even though his damage really never happened. He just protected himself from having a damage. I'm in a... On them. Why Taisus didn't speak out? What Taisus said that the chiddush is with paisei bezuzah that he can't come with that matna taina. Because we tell him no one asked you to pay. Why when he gives the karka he can't say, you know why I gave the karka? I owed money to your father. Like I said before, I gave dishes. Yeah, no difference. We said there's no difference if you gave kesef for money. It's a small little tzad. It's no difference. I took the karka and I paid the chayv of the father and it'll be the same chiddush. They tell him, no one asks you to pay, you only owe choyv, you are not called karkoyes, you only metaltelim, you owe money to your father, that choyv that you owe is metaltelim, lo yimishtabde, so we made it. The same time, I'm just asking why this chiddush is only a chiddush if he pays money. If he pays karka, it's not a chiddush. Money also doesn't belong to the father. It's his own money from his own pocket. This money is his own pocket money. What is the difference if he gives it in coins of dollars, shekels, or piece of land? I started and everyone said it doesn't make a difference if you would pay money or pay a plate. It's the same idea. I started. I said, you could say the taste doesn't want after coins. Everyone said it's left after coins. If you would pay with metal, then would also say the same spot. I said, you could say that it's only when you pay in coins you could say. But everyone here understands that it's not a pshat in Taisus. So now I'm asking, so even if he gives a karka, Even if he gives a karka. Even if he gives a karka. Why he can't say, I gave the karka to pay the choyv? And that's not asking a kasha. Taisa says, Ari paisa bezuzah, everyone here, 30 people were here to ask, 1 second, he never lost. Why it's called a chayas? Nobody could have lost. It's also called a chayas. Yeah, this makes the story even more complicated to learn the sugi. But they said, just don't speak about paisa bezuzah. Speak normal, someone collected the karka. He had a loss. And he's asking for his loss. And they tell him, too bad, there's nowhere to collect it. By the way, you owe us money. So they says, because we want to say a revuse, that when he paid money, I will think that he managed to pay off the choyv that he owed. Come on, we tell him, no one asked you to do it. Like Rashi speaks it out. Why Tesis has to say a dafka bepaisi bezuza? Even when he gave the karka, let him to try to say, I gave the karka for the choyv. I gave the karka for the choyv. And b'meile, I don't, and they will tell him, nah, shtusi. The Teretz says, what's that? You could say stam, only when you give money you could say it, but it's a doichet, like all of you said. The Teretz is, when that guy collects the karka, he tells him, you don't tell me what you're giving me. I'm taking the karka without asking you. Because the father owed me money and I have a shibud on the karka. So he cannot be the one that decides, I'm taking it without asking you. So when he's collecting the karka, he has a schus to collect the karka mitzad that it's meshubet to him to the choyv that Reuven I owed him. So Shimon is not the one that is paying. Reuven is taking it without asking him. So while Reuven is taking it without asking him, so he can't say that he's giving it to him for the piroy. Reuven didn't ask for the piroy. Reuven came and took it because he deserves to get it. He has a schus to get it. Why? Reuven owed him money. He's a bal choyv de Reuven. Reuven dies. I'm going to collect from his nechosim. No, I'm a chavet. Don't be a chavet gomish. I have a schus by the karka. Reuven, it's by you I'm collecting. Don't be a chavet gomish. I made it. This is a pshat in Tesis. Only if he pays him money, he has a schus to tie to that. Maybe we could lek tzachtzu. A little bit more even. We could lek tzachtzu. That not only that I'm not asking him, Rashi already explained in Lamed Amud Beis that when the Baal Choyv goes to the Lekuches, it's Keilu the Lekuches never bought it, even if he rove. Even if he rove, Rashi said it's Keilu he never sold it, Ein B'shusa. So when they collect from Shimon, Shimon is, at the minute that it goes out of Shimon's hands, it never came from Shimon Bichlal. It's Keilu Reuven never sold it to Shimon. So Shimon can't say, Ich bin Mechaven, I want to be Yoitza my Choyv. I'm sure, I'm not asking you. You never bought it. It's Keilu by Reuven yet. Lo yi boi ele abayi shele mafriya hu goyve, ele ibe lefi rove, ari ele schus limkoy. If he doesn't have a schus to sell it, ele bershus him with all of the tailors. So when I'm collecting it, I'm not collecting it really from Shimon. And the minute that it's collected, it's Kemisha Loihoyo Etzel Shimon. Only if he gives me cash, so you could say, I meant to give for the choyv that I owe. I gave the choyv that I owe. Of a Luyo Tzuri is not giving me money, and I'm collecting the karka. So we look at it, not Ki'ilu that Shimon paid me. First I says, Tom, I have a right to go to Shimon without asking you permission. Shimon, you're not the one to decide. But it's Tifer. Rashi said, why you gave it from Lekuchas? Not because you gave it your Shibud. Because Klapi Dizmana Gviye was never a Maisa Mechira. If Klapi Dizmana Gviye was never a Maisa Mechira, Klapi Dizmana Gviye was never a Maisa Mechira. So if Klapi Dizmana Gviye was never a Maisa Mechira, maybe it's very glad. It was never a Maisa Mechira, Klapi Dizmana Gviye. So we don't ask Shimon, so Shimon's not a mandaoma. Only if it stays by Shimon and he goes, no, and he gives his cash to pay instead, then we could say, Ki'ilu he's paying his choy. This is the poshte avona in Tesis. Till here it's glad. Comes the Chidushi Aran and Ksuvas Dav Tzadik Beis, mistake in the copy, but Chavad of Zenus in a baby. The Chidush Aran and Ksubes Daf Tzadik Beis, he says much, much, much better from Tesis. He says, Dafka Paisi Bezuze. אבל אם לא יפייסי בזוזה אלו גובו הסקרקע listen carefully what he says לא פייסי בזוזה בעל חוי ורובן came and what he did he took it from Shimon Shimon says I'm good he tells the Yesenim you will never see any more money from me the story is over there's no more story there's no more sugi דווקא פייסי בזוזה but לא יצויה no, לא יצויה is no פייסי בזוזה לא יצאו, אז לא פייסי בזוזה. לא ווס. ובעל חוי ורובן went and collected from Shimon. Shimon says, okay, so, I'm done. Why? Shimon tells him like this. בעל חוי ורובן, רובן owes you money?
Yes.
Right? רובן owes, בעל חוי, הוא קורא בעל חוי ורובן יענקה. So, יענק, רובן owes money to יענקה, right? What is בעל חוי ורובן? Reuven owes money to who? To Yaakov. Now, Shimon owes money to who? What? Reuven. Shebuta the Rav Nosson, Yaakov comes and collects from Shimon. So if Yaakov collects the karka, Shebuta the Rav Nosson, Shimon paid off his chayv. Lo yitzuyer, it's not paisa mezuzah. Lo yitzuyer, it's not a paisa mezuzah. לו יצאו ירצנה לפייסה בזוזה זוג דחידוש הערן שם דבר לא קיים עוד זוג דחידוש הערן לו יצאו ירצנה לפייסה בזוזה So who owes money? בעל חוי ורובן, what's his name? יעקב יעקב, רובן owes the money and Shimon owes רובן well, I'm asking you בעל חוי ורובן and Shimon owes money to רובן יעקב could go to Shimon or not? So when Yaakov goes to Shimon, he went to Shimon. What? One second, as he's saying, you only can be given the karka. So if he was given the karka, he was given mitzad shi'abud the Rav Nosson. And while he was given mitzad shi'abud the Rav Nosson, so Shimon says, I'm done. The money that I owed, someone collect for me. I owed money to Reuven, someone collect, I'll read the line inside. The hoda nokat ve paisi bezuze. The ad beare limotzu yisrael lemehed aralei de shimen. The amalu keiche de mishtab de lechu mach mesavoichon. Mishtab in nami lebal choyim de avochim de rab nosen. The keiche de ilu mach mi lechu. If I would give you the karka, he would have a right to collect it from you. Kede isa beperik on shor. או חינם אם עושים להם מקביל אלה בעל חויב דאבו הם ארי מחמס חויב זה הרי לא יצאו איתו את הישראלים if you would come to me first and you would take the קרקע then the בעל חויב would come to you and take the קרקע from you so I gave it to him directly The problem is that if the Ran is right, so we have a problem why Tesis is not saying it. Tesis is asking why it says Dafka Bepaisi Bezuzah. Tesis is asking why it says Bepaisi Bezuzah. Don't say Bepaisi Bezuzah. Say that the Baal Choyv de Reuven went and collected directly. The karka. So he says, "Ilus enorka." Chanami, the zel besugya if he collected the karka. The zel besugya if he collected the karka. So he says, but it's the zel besugya if he collected the karka. But so he says, even as the zel besugya if he collected the karka or not, the Revu said that if he pays cash, I would think that he could say that he paid the choyv. Come, Ashmalot that now. Zog the Ran, no, much better. If he collected the karka, he is exactly a shebut of the Ramnasan. It's a direct shebut of the Ramnasan. Why? Yak Reuven owes the Baal Chayvus money, Shimon owes him money. If they would, that karka is meshuvin really to the Baal Chayv. So the man, if you would collect it, he could collect it from you, right? This is shebut of the Ramnasan. So he could come to me and collect it directly. So there's a sefer Dvar Shmuel. Almost like the base sefer, all the ideas and psochim. The years, but when I was a bochur, this was like big sefer Dvar Shmuel. He says, Tesis is not choylek and the Rav, the Kenish. Tesis will be choylek and the Rav. Tesis can't be choylek and the Rav. Tesis can't be choylek and the Rav. So I said, no, Tesis is not choylek and the Rav. So like this, why Tesis didn't say it? Tesis already is a fi da habamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't know the cheshbon of Shiabudu the Rav Nosson. So while the Gemara did not know yet the cheshbon of Shiabud of the Rav Nosson. So how the Gemara understand lefi da hava amina why it says upaisi bezuzah? And if the answer would be the Ran, he says like this. The Ran is not choylik and Tesis. He's the maskana when you learn ksuvas. So he's telling you the emes. But in the shlam of the Gemara, the shlam of the Gemara. That the Gemara did not know yet the Shibud of the Rav Nosson. I mean, this is the last piece of the Gemara. So, and the Gemara only says, no, it's not a Raya, the Mafia, the Kabbalah, the Abba, the Rav Nosson, the Rav Nachman. I mean, the Chura has to be the Lefida Abba, I mean, there's a way to understand it without that. There's a way to understand it without that. So the Mele, Tesis, is Lefida Abba, I mean. And it's a shtick of Siyata, like the Dvar Shmuel, that in the Kofis Mephoshim here, we have Chidush Aran al-Psochim. And in the Chiddush Aran al Psochim, he says word by word like Tesis. Lama Frege Nastira. The Tesis is this Lefida Abba Amina, this is Lefida Maskole. But what we could do when you see the Ran inside, the Ran inside is Agoy Sabach. And on the side of the Gemara is Agoy Sabach, in the page on the Ran, Udeloi Ketesis Vitorik Olsho. Zog the Bach and the Agoy Sabach and the Ran. Udeloike Tesis beperikosho. That the Ran is choylek and Tesis. So we have an interesting machlekes. The Ran learns. The Ran says that it's a machlekes. The Mele. Tesis learns that what? That even if he was Gover Karka, the Yesayim will tell Shimon, listen, too bad, you write Zachayis, we can't pay you, but you have to pay Yedekhoi. And the Ran says, no, if Gover Karka, Shimon tells them, I'm sorry, it was collected midin Shiabudu the Rav Nosson. And Lechur, the Ran is right, it's collected midin Shiabudu the Rav Nosson. It's collected midin Shiabudu the Rav Nosson. The Ran is right. So we have a machlekes Ran and Bach. Ran and Tesis. Why Lechura Tesis did not say like the Ran? That if he collected the karka, he has it midin she'abudu the Rav Nosson. So the Sefer Be'eris Yitzchok says very poshut. Zog the Be'eris Yitzchok, Sefer Antari Kosho. Zog the Be'eris Yitzchok, the Ran cannot say like Tesis. Sorry. Tesis cannot say like the Ran. Tesis holds when the Baal Choyv of Reuven comes to Shimon, and he doesn't have to come with the hat of Rav Nosson. Even if it would be no deed Shabud of Rav Nosson. There's no Shabud of Rav Nosson. But Reuven owes the money and he sold the karka, he could be given from the Lekuchas. Not because Reuven owes him and Shimon owes Reuven. Lo mezogim Shimon doesn't owe Reuven a penny. He paid the whole choyv. He paid the whole karka. Shimon bought the karka, paid full cash straight away. Now Reuven dies. The Baal Choyv has the right to collect it or not? Shimon buys the karka from Reuven and fully paid. And Reuven dies. The Baal Choyv and Reuven can collect it or not? Yes. So he has the right to collect it. Now Shimon says, this, right. He has, but God, I owe money. So forget about that he has a right to collect it. Even if he doesn't have a right to collect it, But Val, I owe Reuven, and Reuven owes him, he could collect it. You're right. He could call us Shiavud of the Rav Nosson without the deed that he has a right to collect karka. And he has the right to call Medina the karka is Meshuvah. You can't decide, no, he's collecting now mitzad Shiavud of the Rav Nosson. Mechatesi is collecting mitzad Shiavud of the Rav Nosson. He's collecting now because Reuven owes him money and he has a right to go to the Nekuchas. It's more directish from Shiavud of the Rav Nosson. You can't decide for me that it's going mitzad Shiavud of the Rav Nosson. And the Ran holds, no. I'm going now, no, Shimon says, no, he came with the boots of Shiavud of the Rav Nosson, too bad. He collected my choy. That's why he collected your choy. Even if it's not Shiavud of the Rav Nosson, he has a right to collect it. And Avada, we have to understand, well, we're going to learn now Shiavud of the Rav Nosson, we're going to start the next thesis, we're starting the sugya, but, again, we have an interesante machleikas. Yes, if we learn like the Bachman, it's a machleikas. That thesis is telling you, Ore Bepshat, why it says Paisa Bezuza. Just speak much easier. Make the sugya that Hitake collected the karka was Take a loss. Hitake collected the karka was Take a loss. And the Mele, Shimon wants his achrayas. The Yosemite want their money, and that will be the sugya. That Shimon doesn't have a word to collect. The Yisraelim have a right to go over them to ask for money, but he be careful, he gives back the karka. And his chayz of the goyim at the same sugya. Why you need paisa mezuzah? And Taisa says, Balabatish, to add a swallow that maybe he paid. And we say that is only in cash, not the karka. Maybe it's totally what we say. Maybe it's masbim on each other. And the Ran says, no, if he collected karka, it's paid midin she'avud and Rav Nosson. He paid off Medin She'avud and Rav Nosson. As Ran, he paid off Mitzad She'avud and Rav Nosson. And Taisus doesn't hold like that. It would say that Taisus is made just to have a minute, we didn't know She'avud and Rav Nosson as even Dvar Shmuel. We ask him, say, I'll show you. But if we're learning that Taisus has Cholek and the Ran as even the Rebbe de Bachzot, so we answer very poshut. Zog the Beri Yitzchok. The tenets is, you're right that he could collect Shiavud of Rav Nosson, but he also could collect without Shiavud of Rav Nosson. Ki lo yatzur, Shimon would pay, and he would not owe money. Why does he have to hear it close? If Shimon would not owe money to Reuven, Baal Choyim de Reuven could collect me Shimon midir lekuches. Now he also owes money, when he collects Mechatez, he's collecting the Choyim that Shimon owes Reuven. He's collecting without Shimon owing money to Reuven. He's collecting the karka midir lekuches, the Choyim. What Shimon owes Reuven, he leaves by Shimon. You write it all, Reuven. Let his kids to deal with it. And the Ran steht nicht dazu. And the Ran steht, if he collects the karka, he can even collect the Shiavud of the Rav Nosson. And we'll have to understand, we hear the machlekes. About all of that, Be'ez Hashem, when we go into the sugya, at the bimit letoli vekoi, and understanding what we said yesterday of Kibbe Egil's Kasha. Why in Pikechu, he has to give it back to the Yosemim. Why he can't say, I'm collecting it direct with Shiavud and Rav Nosson. Not saying that it's the same. But the fact in the end, both Shailas of Imiyusha. The way we have, the sugya that we have Shiavud and Rav Nosson in Pikechu, he gives it back to the Yosemim and his Chayzer of collecting Shiavud and Rav Nosson, and we saw Kibbe Egil, Rabbi Rodovitz, and Be'ezim, he doesn't have to give it back. He says, I owe the Yosemim, the father owes me. So I'm collecting myself for myself right away. Why he has to say, no, when I owe the father, I will give a karka, and then when the father owes me, I will collect the karka. This was a Kibbeigas Kasha, Rabbi Nadovit said, Takilam Dafka. And the Gemara stated, but in Pikechu, the only way that he could do the Shiavud of Nosson, he has to give it back to the Yosemim. Also here, the Ran says, it's a direct Shiavud of Nosson without the Yosemim. Again, I'm saying the vow, we have one of Kibbe Egil, we have this noise, the vow, we're not Mekash or Dein Yoni. I'm just meramis that in the end, everything will be Miyusha. But the vow, we have a machleik. Let me get into the next thesis. That here in Be'etzim, Rabbi Seinu, we'll be saying, what is Shiavud of Rav Nosson? We'll learn the sugi, and then after we learn the sugi of Shiavud of Rav Nosson, we'll go back to try to miyash of the Oretz. Mishabad melebal, choyv ve'aruven mirabin Rav Nosson. The Gemara says, Yosemim shigavu karka b'choyim asaviyem, ba'al choyim choyzo v'goy v'oysumeyem, mitzad she'avud el Rav Nosson. V'im toima, Yami metalterim nami neime hochi. What is this discussion? Vim toimar, yami metalterim nami neime hochi. Eli, what is this discussion? What is this discussion? Yami metalterim nami neime hochi. The Pashtas. Thesis means to ask. Lav dafki yisoyimim shigovu karka b'choy v'savir. Even yisoyimim shigovu metaltelim b'choy v'savir, you could collect it mitzad she'avud ed rab nos. That's the way you understand thesis. What is thesis kash? Higher than pshat thesis. Higher than pshat thesis is kash. ואם תוימר, גם אם מטלטלין נע מיני מאוכל, ואף שעבוד את הרב נוסם. דייג, רובן דייז, שימן וונס טו קולקט מוני, אז אם רובן, סקידס, קולקטד פעם יאנקב, הקרקע, אז שימן סקיד קול קולקטד, יסיים שגוב הקרקע, וואי, שעבוד את הרב נוסם, we couldn't go to directly to him, so we could be going עם שעבוד את הרב נוסם. פרקטייס וס, לאו דווקא גוב הקרקע, אלא אפילו גוב המטלטלין. אפילו גוב המטלטלין. You have Shabbat in the Rab Nosson, I feel we go from the Tatum, you have Shabbat in the Rab Nosson. Right? This is the Pashta Satis. Frank Victorious, I don't understand. We'll start to understand what is this cash? What is this cash? Why Daphne is saying you should go from Karka Bechoy Vasavia? We have you saying me. Lay Reuven, Reuven dies. The father owes money to Shimon. Shimon wants to collect the money that the kids say. If we don't have, the father didn't leave nothing. But if they went to Yaakov and they collect the money that Yaakov owed them in the Karka, so Shimon is Choyzo Begoyve. Why? I, the same Shekonu Karka. No. While the money of Yaakov is Meshubet to the kids, because Reuven owes Shimon and Yaakov owes Reuven. So they could go directly to Yaakov. So maybe they could collect it from the Yisraelim. So why dafka Yisraelim shigovu karka? Even Yisraelim shigovu metaltelim would have to be the aloche that Shimon could collect it. Why? But before they collect it, Yaakov owes money to Reuven, and Reuven owes to Shimon. So now Yaakov owes directly to Reuven, to Shimon. So why dafka Yisraelim shigovu karka? Frank Dikzois. Simen pei hei sif kotten hei, I don't understand. If the father is alive, and Yaakov owes him a lot of money, and he goes to Yaakov and he collects tables and chairs and everything, and the father dies, Shimon could collect from the kids the tables? Without him, he could collect from the Yisraelim? Could collect from the Yisraelim? Now, the father did not collect these metaltelim. He has a right to collect them. So Shimon comes and says, "Al shiabuda de Rab Nosson, I want to take the metaltelim. Ayala aladas." What is shiabuda de Rab Nosson? The Pashtas, the Ktzais is learning. The Hainu. We have Reuben. Maybe we'll speak in easier case. We have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben owes Shimon. Shimon owes Levi. Shiabuda de Rab Nosson. We say Reuben owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi comes to Reuven and says, you owe Shimon, Shimon owes me, so I want to collect from you Reuven. Right? Reuven, Shimon, but Levi, Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. Levi has the right to go to Reuven and say, listen, you owe Shimon, Shimon owes me, I'm going to collect. Why he has the right to collect? Because the pshat is, he tells Reuven, listen, Shimon owes me. What Shimon owes me? Money. I could take his house? Yes. I could take his car? Yes. I could take his chairs? Yes. Now, you know what else he has? He has a car, he has chairs, he has a house, and he has that Reuven owes him money. This is the way the Ktzais understood in the beginning. What Shimon owns? Oh, what Shimon owns? What Shimon owns? Shimon owns a house, Shimon owns a car, Shimon owns a couch, and he owns that Reuven owes him. He has a schus gvir from Reuven. Levi says, I could collect from Shimon everything. His house, his car, his couch, and the choiv that Reuven owes him. So what Reuven owes him, I also could get it. Now, Ruben owes a metalter. Choyv. He collects metalter. Fragt Jesus, mit Zeit, Shea Buddha der Rab Nosson led the Levi to go over and collect from the Yisayim of Shimon the metalterin of Ruben. Lav dafka govu karka, even govu metalterin. Why? Shea Buddha der Rab Nosson. Fragt dich so is pehei sifkot nehei. If Shimon would already go to Reuven and collect the metaltalim, and then he will die. Levi could come and collect the Yisayim and the metaltalim. Levi could collect the Yisayim and the metaltalim. If Shimon would collect from Reuven metaltalim, and Shimon will die, Levi could collect from the Yisayim of Shimon metaltalim. No. Metaltalim the Yasme, lo yim ishtavdi lebalchoy. Metaltalim the Yasme, lo yim ishtavdi lebalchoy. So what is Tesis Salkedaitoch? What is Tesis Salkedaitoch? That Levi has a right mitzad sheyavud the Rav Nosson if the Yesoimim collected metaltalim to be goyved. And if Shimon would collect metaltalim to go over it. Again, what's the thesis? Vim peimah gav metaltalim nami neime hochi. What do you mean neime hochi? What neime hochi? That Yisayim lav davka shigovu karka, even govu metaltalim, ba'al choyv choyzo v'goyve mitzad shiabudu l'rab nosu. How the ba'al choyv will be goyve mitzad shiabudu l'rab nosu? How he would have a right to be goyve mitzad shiabudu l'rab nosu? And if Shimon would be alive and he would have the metaltalim, Levi can collect it. Now what Levi is collecting? His house, his car, his couch, and what he has by Yemen. But the metaltalim, even if it's by him, he can collect it. But what is the tzad? Even if it's by him, he can collect it. So what is the tzad that here he would have a right to collect it? This is the tzad, if you want to see him inside, look at Simon Peyei. Sifkot and hay, and dibur ha-maschil v'hine mishita sasma v'ataz v'chacham tzvi. And page shin lamed hay, one piece of excess. V'hine mishita sasma v'ataz v'chacham tzvi nira, the svirelu, v'shabud ha-rab nosan ha-hem v'kir, choyb sh'yesh lo l'loyim v'mishubed u'lemad v'sholoy. V'eich ha-digov ha-metad v'mishigov ha-karki, ala sh'achoyb sh'yesh lo l'loyim v'nasi achar al-boe. V'lefi shitoso, Leke at cholo lekushi as a teisves. The governmental name name hochi. The came on the Shibuddha the Rav Nosson Eino Yelo. The Choy Valoive Meshube. Because she governmental to him a full Zoha Aloive, but metal to him a chayim. Vinyach lebon of Lemishad de Lebal Choy. Frank says, what teisves wants? And even if he would have metal to him, even if he would have metal to him, you can't be good from Shimon. So how metaltalim that came later, what is my schus? To be going from Shimon everything, even what he has is schus, but the other person. Even what he has is schus, but the other person, I have a koyach to be going with. But even if he has the metaltalim now, I also can't be going with it. So what is the tzad of Teisves, that because she abudu the Rav Nosson, I will be going with the metaltalim? Well, Mamshich. So if we would learn, man, if we would learn that those who go for tesis is terets, say that. But sign the marsho, and sign the choice as mevur that this is not tesis is terets. So that long as that tesis is terets. ונראה לרי, דווקא גם עיקר קשייך למי מרוכי דבאס שיבדו. והקרקועס, וכשהקרקועס זו משועבודס מרובן, חשבינו לכאילו היא ביודוי, דוי מוכו עם מישכנו אחר, הם חוי זה רובן וגוי ואויסו. ולוקח משועבודס נמי לבעל חוי. אבל מטלטלים אין להחשיב הם כאילו הם ביד רובן. כיוון שאילו מוכו או מישכנו אין גוי ומהם. What they desire to us. So the words of Tesis is, Karka is a starke shivut. Why? Because Reuven cannot get rid of it. Metavelim is a shvach shivut. So what is the answer? So the words of the answer is mashma. Maybe we have to masbir it a little bit more. But the words are mashma. That on Karka, we say shiavut of the Rab Nosson. Why? Because it's a starke shivut. Metavelim is a shvach zach. We don't say shiavut of the Rab Nosson. These are the words that are mashma in Tesis. Karka is a starke zach, so we could say that she'avud the Rab Nosson. So maybe Yisraelim should go to Karka b'choy v'saviyem, that he could be going for it because it was already meshubet to me dear. But she'en ki metaltalim that are not so stark, the shibud is not so stark, we don't say she'avud the Rab Nosson. These are the words of Tesis. Now before we shlug it, so when you read the thesis, it's mashma that she'abud and Rab Nosson, you only could be going with the karka from the third person. Why? Like we said, Be'etzem, Reuven, and Levi tells Shimon, you owe me money, and even what is meshubit to you is by me. So karka is very, very stark meshubit, so it's ke'ilu Levi has a schus in it. Metadolim is not so stark meshubit, so Levi doesn't have a schus. Thesis explains why karka is so stark. Because you can't get rid of it. Metaltalim is shvach, you could get rid of it. We saw maybe some. Maybe we said the cloud. Rashi holds, metaltalim are never meshubit. Only nechosi the in she'ina ha'reven le. Could be metaltalim, the cloud is no shibud on it. But we come to conversate in Tesis. That why we only say yesoini shigavu karka, and we don't say yesoini shigavu metaltalim. Karka is very meshubit. That it's very meshubit. So, Levi tells Shimon, not only what you have in your hands, even what you have a schus of karka by someone else, I also could collect it. Metaltalim is shvach. Metaltalim is not such a stark yeshivut. So while metaltalim is not such a stark yeshivut, so while the metaltalim are not such a stark yeshivut, b'meile, we will not say in it she'avud the Rab Nosson. Zog the Maharsha, if this is the pshat, so as a she'avud the Rab Nosson, you can't go over to Reuven and collect metaltalim from Reuven. You only could collect karka. The halacha is not like that. If Reuven owes money to Shimon and Shimon to Levi, Levi goes to Reuven and can take cash. It's Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. She'avud the Rab Nosson. If Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi could go to Reuven and ask for cash, even if it's no karkois. It's before she Gemara Kiddushin Daf Yutes. And my Marshal says here, lo yale al hadas me'olam to say not like that. Aval she'avud the Rab Nosson, there's no difference if it's karka or metaltalim. So before she Gemara, Kiddushin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. So give you. So the Maharsha, so what Tesis answered? So what Tesis answered? So again, so we have a koishi godel here to understand what is Tesis' kasha and what is Tesis' talents. What Tesis wants in his kasha and what he's trying to answer in his talents. So to be masbir that, we'll start with the ktsois. The ktsois is in simen pei hei sif koten hei and in simen pei vov sif koten al. And the ktsois says the following. Like we started to mention, the ktsois has a starke kasha. What Tesis wants, hu adin shegavu metaltalim. What is shayach here, hu adin shegavu metaltalim. So to explain what the ktsois is asking, I want to go over together the ktsois and simen peivov sifkot and aleph, and we'll start. We'll make a scholar. The ktsois says the following. What is the pshat she'abud of the Rab Nosson? What is she'abud of the Rab Nosson? The ktsois understood that the smile, everyone understands that she'abud of the Rab Nosson is exactly like I started to explain to you. Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi has a right to collect from Shimon his house? He has a right to collect his house? Yeah? He has a right to collect his car. Yeah. He has a right to collect his couch. Yeah. He has a right to collect the money that people owe him. When you owe me money, I could take your house. Yes. Now you have a paper that someone else owes you money. I could grab that from you also if you owe me money. You owe me money, buddy. So I could take your house. I could take your shirt. I find you packet of paper that someone else owes you money. I can't take it. I also could take it. We call it in the Yeshivish Sprach, Shibud Meshubat. You owe me everything. Everything what you owe is Meshubat to me. And even what people owe you is also Meshubat to me. This is the way you understand Shibud Lab Nosen? This is the way the Ktsois understand it. Comes the Ktsois and asks, everything is good. Everything is good. But I have one shayla on it. So why you need a pasuk and Shibud Rab Nosen? It's a smaller. If Reuven comes to Shimon, Levi comes to Shimon, you owe me money, and I could collect everything what you have. I could collect your house, your car, I could collect your Shibud. So why you need a pasuk and Shibud Rab Nosen? Why you need a pasuk and Shibud Rab Nosen? Need a pasuk? I don't need a pasuk. I will figure it out myself. One kasha, second kasha, Rabbonon and Kiddushin Daf Tesvov, Acholik and Rab Nosen. We got a hope from Rab Nosen. Rabbonon, Kiddushin Tesvov, Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Rabbonon don't hold from Shevud and Rab Nosen. How you can not hold from Shevud and Rab Nosen? Reuven, Shimon, Levi tells Shimon, you owe me money, pay me. Anything that you have, the whole package of you, I have a right to collect. I have a right to collect all the package. So why you need a pasuk? And how Rabbanon hold Mishnah Zeh? So one tenet is the Ktsois brings down a Rashbo in Kiddushin Daf Tesvov that without the pasuk, maybe Reuven will tell Levi, "Lav Baldvor, I don't know you." You're right that I have a right to take, I could take from you your papers that someone owes you money. The guy says, I don't know who you are. He took the paper. So I need a pasuk that he can't tell him. The Ktsois brings down another teretz, stayed in the Ran and Ksuvas. And he brings Rashba and the Ashmotas. And without the Pasuk, who said that a Shibud is Meshubud? Maybe you could collect houses, cars, couches. Who said you could collect Shibudim? Maybe there's no Musik if Shibud Meshubud. So I need a Pasuk of them. The Ktsai says, I have a third Teret. Without the pasuk, Midairai says only meshubed what was dear b'shasa alvoy. But things that a person buys later are not meshubed. Only mitzad deikni. B'meile, I would not know that the shibud is meshubed. Maybe with the rabbanon, but Midairai says it will not be meshubed. Mikol Makoy, Zog the Ktsois, with these three terutzim, I'm asking a kasha, what is the pshat and tesis by us, Psochim Lamed Aleph? Again, the Ktsois is Bektsor and Pehei, and Pevov, he says the Shikotei, what I said now, the Pashtas, and Shibud Meshubet, so he asks why you need a pasuk, and he has these first three terutzim, and with all of these three terutzim, he says, I'm going back, and I'm turning back to Simon Pehei, Sifkot Nei, Frek the Ktsois, if this is the Havana, if this is the Havana that we learn in Pshat, if this is the Havana that we learn in Pshat and Shibud Meshubet, so the vote is that I have a right not only on the house of Shimon, not only on his car, not only on his couch, even on what he has a right by someone else. But if I can't collect, metaltalim from him himself, what is the tzad that I could collect the metaldalim from that someone owes it? it can't be better than what I could collect from him. From him I can't collect the metaltoli. If he dies. If he's alive, I could go over. But when he dies, is a aloha metaltoli di yasme, le mishtabdi le baal choyv. I only could collect the karka from him. But now Tesis wants that from Reuven I could collect metaltoli. Why? It can't be that my hand on Reuven is stronger than my hand on Shimon. If the gather is that Shimon, everything what Shimon has is mine, even what is Meshubah to him. So it's Meshubah to him metaltoli. And he collected metaltoli. What is the tzad that I could collect that these metaltoli? What is the tzad that I collect these metaltoli? How it could be better? How it could be better to collect these metaltoli? This doesn't make sense that I could collect these metaltoli. This is the kasha of the ktsois again. We're holding in the beginning of thesis. The thesis asks the kasha, and about it, the kasha is including why dafke yesoimim shigovu karka, even yesoimim shigovu metaltoli. Even yesoimim shigovu metaltoli. Why I can't collect when yesoimim shigovu metaltoli? And the shaila is, how it could be from him himself, I can collect metaltoli. From him himself, I can collect metaltoli. Now, what is Shiabud de Rabnosen? Shiabud de Rabnosen is that not only I can collect from him, but he has rights in someone else, I also have these rights. But it can't be better for the metaltoli that he himself has. It can't be better for the metaltoli that he himself has. How it could be better? This is the kasha of the ktsois and the hanoche of shibud meshubet. And mikoyach this, the ktsois is coming to learn under repshat and shiabud of Rav Nosson. Stag also has your assignment to be masmer. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll go in to the mamad.